We have a pirche. That's like a chiddush. Monday night, chiddush al bodus. Shara bitochon, perek revi'i. Page, okay, kufnun aleph, kufnun beis. Page kufnun beis. He's still talking about the idea that there's no bitochon when it comes to doing what you have to do in bechira. You have to do. And he says the difference between this and other choices that a person makes in this world is that other choices, there's no right and wrong. So Hashem will lead you down the path that he wants to, and you're a puppet. Now maybe, and all these things that we talked about, like the Chavis HaLovis himself said, how to choose a profession, by making certain judgments about what you're good at and what you enjoy doing, that's Hashem's way of making sure that this neighborhood has a shoemaker, because you enjoy, you know, repairing shoes, and that's what you like doing. And this, they need an accountant, they need a painter, they need a dentist, and Hashem makes sure that everything's covered. So you know, what should you do? Should you sit back and wait for a Navi to come and tell you what to do? No. So the way Hashem talks to you and tells you what to do is, the Chavis HaLovis says, this is the way Hashem's talking to you. That's the lashon he uses, if you remember, Pak and Perek Gimel. You have an affinity for it, and you feel you're good at it, and like, you want to do that. That's what you want to do. And Hashem will send you parnasa, and you don't have to worry. Of course, if you pick something absurd, like, you always say, you're going to sell horseshoes just like they did in the 1700s. So then already you're on the wrong side of Ishtadlus, and you're not going to be successful. Obviously, someone's selling horseshoes now, unless you're selling it to rodeos, right, or whatever, state fairs, they play horseshoes. Maybe there's still a market for horseshoes, I don't know. Anyway, he says, so you don't know what to do, so you just, Hashem will lead you to doing what you're supposed to do. And therefore you have bitachon that it's going to work out. You're going to have parnasa from it. Mashenkein. Here, he says, Hashem already told you what. Hashem told you what to do. Hashem told you, v'charta b'chayim. Choose what's good. V'lachain, yeah. There, you don't know. You don't know. Your father might have been a dentist, and you want to become, you know, a lab technician. There's no right and there's no wrong. So you have bitachon in Hashem that it's going to work out. Mashen kein. V'nischanein lefanov. Look around 10 lines down. The first words of the line. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines down. V'nischanein lefanov yudavin to Hashem to lead you down a good path, a path that gives you parnasa, that you'll enjoy. You know, you hope he's taking you by the hand, he's pulling the strings. So you daven tim shayoro sonu livcho hanochon lanu, what's good, what you enjoy doing, v'achoshev avureinu, it shouldn't be a degrading, demeaning job. Avol mishmas Hashem eino kein, but it's a whole different story when you're talking about bechiras tov v'ra, obeying Hashem, l'fishu k'vohera lanu. You know what do you mean you're going to sit back and wait for Hashem to tell you what to do? Hashem already told you what to do. Uvacharta b'chayim. L'vishu kvar herolonu v'sofen anochon ba. V'tzivonu livchar also. Acher shenosun lonu v'sayecholus b'kach. He takes care of the third level, as we saw. The b'poyol carrying it out. But you have to choose and make a plan, etc. V'chashe nischanin l'fonov sheyivchar also. And if you daven to Hashem, the equivalent of your davening by Parnasa, your daven to Hashem, let me do mitzvahs. We'll see in a moment all the psukim and tehillim that apparently are such a tefillah. But he means it without the interpretation of the way David HaMelech meant it. But if you straightforwardly daven to Hashem, so Hashem says, what do you want from me? This is up to you. Leave me alone. Sheyivkach einenu ala ofan anochum bohem. We trust in Hashem and rely on Hashem that we will be bocher betov, yud vorenu elatos. mistake, making a big mistake. So now, ubitchonenu sichlus, and it's foolishness to have bitachon in this. Now, I assume the Chavis HaLovis is not talking about what we call gray areas, which is really, you know, people don't know what to do. They don't know what's right. That's, you know, I hear it thousands of times a month. You know, I would do what's right. It's not a problem. The problem is I don't know what's right. And indeed, Enochanami, the Chavis HaLovis is not talking about that. And many, many, many of life's decisions, many, not all, not even most, but many, many of life's decisions are not good or are not it's a gray area. Even though it might be good and bad, it might be what's right mitzad mishma'as Hashem. Now, sometimes it's the same thing as bitacho. Let's say a guy says, you know, okay, it's time for me to leave Kolel. I want to leave Kolel, and I want to go into Kiruv. I want to go. I want to, you know, it's time to pack up. Should I? You know, maybe I should. Maybe I should stay another year. Maybe I should stay another year, learn be'iyun, steig, and grow, etc. Or maybe I should go out there. Reb Noach Zatzal says, there's a fire burning. I have to go out to America. I don't even want to leave Eretz Yisrael. So what should I do? So, you know, what's right and what's wrong? So, in a chanami, these are very difficult questions. There probably is no right and wrong. I would say that, first of all, you have to go ask. You have to ask a shayla. Sometimes there is right and wrong involved. Sometimes there's not right and wrong involved. I just happen to pick an example where, in my opinion, there's no right and wrong involved. In my opinion. So then it becomes like bitacho. You choose a certain way. This is what I hold. This is what I tell people. Choose what you are nimshach to do with your lathe, what you enjoy doing, what you want to do, and you have bitachon, and you daven that it's going to work out. If you decide to stay in Kolel, you're not going to get bored, you're going to get good chevruses, you're going to have a good chevra, right? And if you decide to go out, you daven, you should be matzliach, you should find sipuk in it, you know, you should be able to do whatever it is you want to do. I happen to think that's not Bechiras Tovara. That taka falls into the first category. But that's... So, but the Chavis HaLovis is not talking about these gray areas, which are not really that common.
Someone that sits in play, though.
I'm not going to discuss this. We're discussing the general klal. The Chavis HaLovis is not talking about such cases. He's not talking about gray areas. He's talking about Bechira. He's talking about everyday life. He's talking about a guy deciding if he should face daven with a minion and get to work. I don't know. Get to work rushed or get less money because he has less hours. And maybe he'll skip minion and he'll make more money. I don't know. Whatever. Life is full of Bechiras. There's plenty of Tov HaRa to go around. So, when it comes to that, you can't have bitachon. You can't say Hashem will guide me the right way. Levi shekvar hitim l'tvach einenu. Hashem already did as much as he could. He gave us the mitzvahs. He told us the averus, and he told us v'chart v'chayim. You're not going to do more than that. You're waiting in vain for him to do something more than that. B'sugei hamishmas asher tov lanu b'olam hazeh u'b'bo. Those two psukim follow each other, and the Chavis HaLovis learns that the first one is Olam Hazeh, Tov Loch, and Stoka Tiyalonu is Olam Haba. So, difference number one. Remember, he gave us a whole system. He said, when it comes to bitachon, when it comes to other matters, you have full-fledged bitachon. When it comes to bechira, there's an area of the decision-making process and the planning process that's totally in your hands, and it's foolishness and a mistake to have bitachon. What's the difference? The difference is that In the other matters, there's no tov and ra. So Hashem tells you now. Hashem guides you. Hashem wants a certain thing. It's not up to you. It's up to Hashem. So you daven that it should be something enjoyable and whatever, and you pick it the way the Chavruta Avodah says to pick it, and that's how Hashem guides you. Mashenk ain't tov and ra. Hashem already guided you, and now he left it up to you to make that choice. So he's not a ke'ilu, he's an astathic ke'ilu, and now it's up to you to make the choice.
What's the kind of
what?
What's the kind of stuff you have in the realm of mitzvah?
That's what he's talking about.
That's
foolishness and wrong and a mistake, and he calls it to'us, sichlus, and other nice words.
What's the example of someone having me talk about?
A guy is saying, Hashem is going to lead me down the right path. Like, what's the equivalent by a job? He says, you know, it's going to work out. I'm going to go, and it's going to work out. Here you have to make decisions, and you have to make plans. By in everyday life, you just have to do your hishtadlus. It's kilo, you don't have to make decisions. You don't plan. Your only degree of planning and everything is just to meet your basic hishtadlus obligation. Here, you have to do everything. Everything's up to you. What you're going to do and how you're going to do it. You can't say, you know, I'm just going to... whatever Hashem sends my way, I'll do. And whatever He doesn't send my way, I won't do. You have to do whatever you have to do in this world. You can't wait for things to come to you and say, I'm relying on Hashem. Hashem decided how much parnasa I'm going to have this year. Right? So, you know, I have my hishtadlus to do, and Hashem's going to send me that parnasa. Hashem did not decide how much Torah I'm going to learn this year. Hashem did not decide how many mitzvahs I'm going to do this year. Hashem did not decide how much chesed I'm going to do this year, how much stock I'm going to give. I have to make all of those decisions.
But I can ask for something mitzvahs to me that I can do that.
Okay. Who says you can't? He's not talking about that. He's talking about asking Hashem to do what I just said. Hashem, you know, like